Good morning, everyone.
Okay, semua. That's good. Selamat pagi semuanya sekali lagi.
Good morning, everyone.
Dan pagi hari ini kita akan teruskan seri daripada Yakobus.
This morning we will continue our series of studying the book of James.
Saudara, sebelum kita baca firman Tuhan, ada sebuah statement yang bagus yang akhirnya saya bisa berpikir sesuatu yang berbeda.
Church, just before we begin, there's one particular statement that comes to mind that has changed the way I think about things.
Suatu statement yang dikeluarkan oleh Marilyn Monroe. Saya bukan favorit Marilyn Monroe, saudara.
Who is it, Chad?
Marilyn Monroe.
So a statement that was said by Marilyn Monroe, even though I'm not a personal fan of her.
Satu kali dia berkata, berikan setiap wanita sepatu kesukaan mereka, dan mereka akan conquer the world.
Oh, I like this quote. What she actually said was, give a woman her favorite shoe and she will conquer the world.
Dari statement dia, saya dapat satu inspirasi, saudara.
And from this particular statement, I've been inspired.
Saya katakan, Tuhan, berikan presenter Roh Kudus dan kami akan conquer the world.
But my version of the statement is, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit and we will conquer the world.
Saudara, hari ini kita belajar bagaimana mengubah sebuah komunitas.
Church, today we are going to learn how to be a change agent in our community.
Ruth akan bacakan terlebih dahulu di dalam bahasa Inggris.
So I will be reading from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14 to 19. And you will have that on your screens as well. Now, one moment, I just need to actually get my scriptures ready. Just on my...
Just a minute, that's good, yeah. Sebentar, saudara.
Yes, this was a last minute decision. And I apologize for not getting it ready in advance, but I hope you have yours ready. If we were in a church setting, I'd probably ask one of you to read that out by now. So apologies for making you wait. But let's head over to James chapter 2, verses 14 to 19. In the ESV, it reads this. Faith without works is dead. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Well, show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
Saudara, dalam perikop ini Yakobus mengingatkan kepada audiensnya.
Church, in these passages, James explains to his readers
bahwa mereka tidak bisa memisahkan iman dari perbuatan.
That true faith is always accompanied by actions or by works.
Ada dua pertanyaan yang diajukan oleh Yakobus.
And then he poses these two questions.
Apa gunanya, saudara-saudaraku, jika seseorang mengatakan dia punya iman padahal dia tidak mempunyai perbuatan?
First he says, what use is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?
Yang kedua dia katakan, dapatkah iman itu menyelamatkan dia?
And in the second, he asks, can that faith save him?
Kalau saya boleh terjemahkan pertanyaan Yakobus dengan sebuah ilustrasi, saudara.
So if I put his question differently through a particular example.
Apa gunanya membawa SIM kemana-mana, license atau SIM kemana-mana, jika Anda tidak bisa mengemudi?
It would be like asking, what good is it to carry around a driver's license if you can't actually drive?
Saudara, kita akan melihat tiga kebenaran utama dari perikop yang kita baru baca ini.
Church, we are going to look at three main truths that are revealed in these passages.
Saudara, yang pertama kita lihat iman yang ada di dalam hati saudara itu harus dibuktikan melalui perbuatan.
The first is that the faith in our hearts is evident in the fruit of our lives.
Yakobus mengatakan bagaimana Anda tahu jika seseorang memiliki iman dalam hidupnya.
In verse 14, James explains how we tell whether someone possesses saving faith, and we will see it by their fruit.
Ya, mereka jadi iman itu diperlihatkan dari buahnya.
That faith will be seen by the fruit of our lives.
Saudara, Yakobus di sini tidak mengatakan bahwa Anda perlu menambahkan perbuatan di atas iman kita.
Now we've got to understand that James is not saying here that we need to add deeds to faith in order
supaya
to be saved.
Supaya kita diselamatkan. Ya.
In order to be saved.
Nanti saya akan jelaskan itu pada bagian kedua, saudara.
And I'll explain this further in my next point.
Tetapi Yakobus menegaskan bahwa perbuatan baik saudara dan saya adalah buah dari iman.
But what he is saying is that the deeds are the fruit of faith.
Artinya jika imanmu tidak menghasilkan buah, maka Anda tidak mempunyai iman.
And this means that if there is no fruit, then clearly there is no faith.
Hal yang sama yang Yesus katakan di dalam Matius 7 ayat 16-20.
Now Jesus said the same thing in the Sermon of the Mount. If you look in Matthew chapter 7 verses 16-20.
Saudara, saya akan bacakan bahasa Indonesianya.
Dari so he will read the Indonesian version.
Dari buahnya kamu akan mengenal mereka.
You will recognize them by their fruits.
Saudara, dapatkah orang memetik buah anggur dari semak duri atau buah ara dari rumput duri?
Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
Demikianlah setiap pohon yang baik menghasilkan buah yang baik.
So every healthy tree bears good fruit.
Dan sementara pohon yang tidak baik menghasilkan buah yang tidak baik.
But the diseased tree bears bad fruit.
Tidak mungkin pohon yang baik itu menghasilkan buah yang tidak baik.
A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit.
Atau sebaliknya, pohon yang tidak baik menghasilkan buah yang baik.
Nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit.
Dan setiap pohon yang tidak menghasilkan buah yang baik pasti ditebang dan dibuang dalam api.
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Lalu Yesus katakan, jadi dari buahnya lah kamu akan mengenal mereka.
And so Jesus says, thus you will recognize them by their fruits.
Jadi saudara, kalau saudara melihat sebuah pohon apel yang tergantung di rantingnya, saudara tahu bahwa itu buah apel yang tergantung di sebuah pohon, saudara tahu itu pohon apel, saudara.
So church, if you look at a tree with apples hanging from its branches, you know it's an apple tree.
Buah tersebut dapat dinikmati orang.
That particular fruit can be enjoyed by people.
Saudara, demikian juga buah dari iman saudara.
Likewise with our faith.
Orang lain dapat menikmati buah daripada perbuatanmu.
Genuine faith produces fruit in our lives that can be seen and enjoyed by others, especially those who are in need.
Saudara, satu kali saya ada di sebuah mall, saya sedang menantikan mobil saya dicuci.
Now, one particular day I was walking in a mall as I was waiting for my car to be washed.
Nah, karena saya kenal orangnya, saudara, maka waktu dia lagi lunch, saya bertanya sama dia.
Now, I came across one of the employees at the car wash, and because I knew who they were, I approached them and I asked.
Saudara, dia ngirit sekali, saudara, sehingga tiap hari dia makan 10 telur.
I asked him what he was eating for his lunch break, and this guy seemed to be quite money savvy, and he was eating eggs.
10 telur, saudara.
10 eggs for lunch.
Tetapi yang merahnya yang tengahnya dia buang, yang putihnya dia makan.
But he won't eat the egg yolk, just the egg whites.
Saya tanya, kenapa kamu makan yang putihnya dan buang yang merahnya?
And so I asked him, well, why do that? Why just eat the egg whites every day?
Dia bilang yang putihnya itu mengandung kalori. Saya membutuhkan kalori.
And he specifically said that the egg whites contain a lot of calories, which he needed.
Saudara, iman itu seperti kalori.
Church, faith is like calories.
Anda tidak bisa melihatnya, tetapi Anda selalu dapat melihat hasilnya.
You may not be able to see them, but you can see the results.
Iman yang sejati itu menghasilkan perbuatan yang nyata.
In true faith is seen in deeds.
Dari buahnya Yesus katakan, engkau bisa mengenal pohonnya.
Jesus said, from the fruit you will know, you will see whether it's a good tree or not.
Saudara, saya banyak mendapatkan feedback dari hamba Tuhan yang presenter tolong saudara.
Church, I've received a lot of feedback from the pastors that our church has helped.
Salah satu yang membuat saya menangis minggu lalu adalah satu feedback dari Pastor Alex Larson.
And one particular feedback that I received was from Pastor Alex Larson that really moved my heart.
Saudara, 4 tahun yang lalu waktu dia pertama datang ke Melbourne bersama istrinya, presenter memberikan dia $10,000.
You see, 4 years ago when we first met them and they ministered at our church for the first time with his wife, we as a church gifted them with $10,000.
Saudara, dia bertanya kepada saya, uang ini untuk diapakan?
And he asked him, is this money for me to use?
Saudara, saya katakan beli tiket cruise ke Alaska.
And I instructed him to buy tickets to an Alaskan cruise.
Saudara, setelah setahun kemudian mereka pergi, gak lama kemudian istrinya meninggal.
And in fact, 1 year later, they did go on that Alaskan cruise holiday, and unfortunately, after that, his wife passed away.
Saudara, sejak itu dia merasa kehilangan dan kesepian.
And of course, since then, Pastor Alex has been grieving and felt the loss of his wife.
Lalu kemudian, minggu lalu dia menulis feedbacknya kepada kami.
And last week he gave us some feedback as a church.
Dia katakan karena presenter yang telah memberikan kesempatan untuk mereka bisa ke cruise ke Alaska.
And he was giving us appreciation as a church that gave him and his wife the opportunity to go on that Alaskan holiday.
Saya mempunyai precious memory untuk istri saya.
He said, because of that, I have a precious memory to hold on to with my wife.
Jadi setiap kali dia merasa kesepian, saudara, kehilangan, dia melihat album bersama dengan istrinya sewaktu mereka di Alaska.
And so he said that every time he felt that that loss from his wife, he would go back to his pictures of their time in Alaska.
Dan sekali lagi dia katakan, terima kasih untuk presenter yang telah memberikan mereka kesempatan.
And he said once again, thank you to Pray Center that has given him that gift.
Jangan berhenti berbuat baik, saudara.
So let's not stop doing good to others.
Bagian yang kedua, orang yang tidak membantu saudara seiman yang dalam keadaan kekurangan, sebenarnya mereka tidak punya iman yang berbuah.
The second point that James makes in these passages is that people who fail to help poverty-stricken fellow believers actually do not possess real faith.
Ini bukan saya yang katakan, tetapi di dalam surat Yohanes 1 Yohanes 3 ayat 17.
And this is not particularly from my words, but what we can see in 1 John chapter 3 verse 17.
Dikatakan barang siapa yang mempunyai harta duniawi ini atau uang dan melihat saudaranya menderita kekurangan seperti pada masa pandemik ini dan menutup hatinya terhadap saudaranya, bagaimanakah kasih Allah itu tetap tinggal di dalamnya?
But it says, if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
Minggu lalu kita sudah melihat tentang cerita di kisah rasul, saudara.
You know, last week during our fast, we looked at the story in the book of Acts.
Kisah Rasul 11 ayat 27 sampai 30 waktu itu.
In Acts chapter 11 verses 27 to 30.
Sekelompok orang di Antiokhia ketika Nabi Agabus bernubuat.
We learned that the believers in Antioch, the moment the prophet Agabus actually gave a prophecy to them,
dia mengatakan akan yang akan terjadi di Yerusalem adalah musim kelaparan yang besar.
And what he revealed in that prophecy was that Jerusalem was about to experience a time of famine.
Saudara, waktu itu mereka mengambil keputusan untuk mengumpulkan uang meskipun belum terjadi kelaparan.
And we see that the church in Antioch decided to collect money and funds to help the believers in Jerusalem even though the famine had not happened yet.
Saudara, tindakan belas kasihan terhadap seseorang bukanlah jalan untuk mendapatkan keselamatan.
You see, deeds of mercy are not a means of salvation.
Kita sudah belajar dari buku Galatia di mana kita tidak dapat diselamatkan karena kita melakukan perbuatan baik.
You know, we learned this as a church from our study of the book of Galatians. We are not saved as a result of our actions.
Kita diselamatkan oleh kasih karunia dan itu dari inisiatif Allah.
Instead, we are saved purely by the grace and glorious initiative of God.
Jadi tindakan belas kasihan bukanlah cara untuk mendapatkan keselamatan.
And so these acts of mercy or these deeds that we do in compassion are not ways for us to obtain salvation.
Saudara, kalau engkau membantu orang miskin bukan untuk engkau diselamatkan.
We don't help the poor or the needy in order to be saved.
Tindakan belas kasihan merupakan buah dari keselamatan yang kau peroleh.
But rather we do it as because it is the fruit of our salvation.
Bukan jalan untuk mendapatkan keselamatan itu.
It is not the way to it.
Itu legalism menurut Paulus, saudara.
Because that is what Paul teaches as legalism.
Jadi apabila kita tidak memiliki belas kasihan terhadap orang yang kekurangan, orang yang miskin, maka saudara sebenarnya tidak mempunyai iman yang sejati.
And so what James is trying to highlight here is that lacking mercy and compassion toward the needy and the poor is in fact a sign of counterfeit faith because the love of God is not evidently in us.
Yeah. Di dalam bukunya Tim Keller, saudara, Ministry of Mercy, dia menuliskan demikian, saudara.
In his book, Ministries of Mercy, Tim Keller writes the following.
Belas kasihan kepada berbagai kebutuhan manusia adalah tanda yang sangat penting bagi seorang Kristen.
Mercy to the full range of human needs is such an essential mark of a Christian
yang that digunakannya untuk menguji iman sejatinya.
That it can be used as a test of true faith.
Jadi belas kasihan bukanlah pilihan atau tambahan untuk menjadi orang Kristen.
Mercy is not optional or in addition to being a Christian.
Sebaliknya, kehidupan yang memiliki belas kasihan adalah tanda dari orang itu memiliki iman yang sejati.
But rather, a life poured out in deeds of mercy is the sign of genuine faith.
Kenapa Pastor Tim Keller mengatakan hal demikian, saudara?
Now, what does he mean by these statements?
Karena dia melihat di dalam Matius 25 ayat 31 sampai 34.
He references the in the book of Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 to 34.
Saudara, kita tidak perlu baca semuanya, tapi saya akan dramatisir apa yang Yesus katakan di dalam Matius 25.
Now we don't need to read all those scriptures or all those verses, but I will try to summarize as best as I can what Jesus said.
Dia katakan satu kali nanti ketika anak manusia datang dalam kemuliaannya.
Jesus says that one day when the Son of Man comes in all his glory,
lalu dia duduk di takhta semayannya yang dikawal oleh malaikat-malaikatnya.
And he will sit on his glorious throne surrounded by angels.
Lalu semua bangsa dikumpulkan di hadapannya.
All the nations will be gathered before him.
Lalu kemudian dia mengatakan kepada malaikatnya.
And he will say to the angels.
Pisahkan mereka yang satu ke kanan, yang satu di kiri.
He says, separate those who are sheep and separate and from the goats, one to the right and one to the left.
Yang di kanan itu adalah sheep, domba, yang di kiri itu adalah kambing.
On the right will be all the sheep and on the left will be all the goats.
Lalu kemudian raja itu berkata yang bagi yang sebelah kanan, saudara.
And the king will say to those on his right,
hai kamu sekalian yang diberkati oleh Bapakku.
Come, you who are blessed by my Father.
Terimalah kerajaan yang disediakan bagimu.
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Saudara perhatikan, dia katakan, saudara dan saya yang di sebelah kanan, yaitu yang telah diberkati oleh Bapanya di surga.
So if we pay attention what he says to those who have been gathered to the right side of his Father.
Kemudian dia katakan, engkau akan mewarisi kerajaan yang sudah disediakan.
He says to them, you will inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Lalu kemudian kita, sekelompok orang, kita bertanya, kok bisa ya?
And those on his right side would say, how? How is that so?
Lalu kemudian Yesus katakan.
And Jesus says.
Dia katakan, lihat di dalam ayat 35 sampai 36, saudara.
If you read along in verses 35 to 36.
Seketika aku lapar, kamu kasih aku makan.
Jesus says to them on his right, when I was hungry, you gave me food.
Ketika aku haus, kamu kasih aku minum.
When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink.
Ketika aku seorang asing, engkau berikan aku tumpangan.
When I was a stranger, you welcomed me.
Ketika aku telanjang, bajuku koyak-koyak, musim dingin, engkau berikan aku baju.
When I was naked and my clothes were all torn up, you gave me clothes.
Waktu aku sakit, engkau melawat aku.
When I was sick, you visited and took care of me.
Dan waktu aku di penjara, engkau visit aku.
When I was in prison, you visited me.
Lalu kemudian, saudara.
And then.
Mereka bilang, kapan itu Tuhan Yesus?
And then all the ones on his right side will ask him, when did we do that?
Yesus bilang, waktu itu kau memberikan kepada sekelompok orang, kau melakukan itu bagiku.
And Jesus will say, as you did it to the one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
Jadi pada waktu saudara dan saya berjalan di city, saudara melihat orang-orang homeless, saudara memberikan sesuatu untuk dia.
And so at church, as you and I, later after this lockdown, when we are roaming around in the city and we see those who are homeless, we give to help their needs.
Waktu kita melihat, mendengar orang-orang overseas student yang sudah tidak ada lagi makanan di tempat di rumah mereka, kita membantu mereka.
And even now as we hear about international students who are struggling to pay for rent or pay for their own meals, we reach out to them and help them financially.
Saudara, Yesus katakan, kalau engkau melakukan untuk mereka yang kecil ini, kau sudah melakukan bagiku.
In church, because Jesus said that everything you do for the least of these, you do for me.
Artinya, orang-orang di sekitar Anda yang kekurangan itu, Yesus ada bersama mereka.
And what he means is that to the fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need around you, Jesus lives in them.
Lalu kemudian kepada yang sebelah kiri dia berkata,
And then to his left, to those gathered on his left side, he says.
Karena mereka mau melakukan yang sebaliknya, saudara.
Because they did not do according to what God had commanded.
Ketika masa pandemik ini mereka cuek aja.
During this pandemic, perhaps they're caught up in their own issues.
Mereka punya masalah sendiri. Mereka berpikir dengan kesusahan mereka.
Yeah, and they kind of ignore the needs of the people around them.
Saudara, setiap orang dalam pandemik ini susah.
Church, let me remind you that every person is going through hardship in this pandemic.
Tapi kita enggak bisa melihat kepada diri kita sendiri.
But let us not look to ourselves in our own situation.
Kalau kita sudah di dalam Kristus, it's not about us anymore, it's about him.
Because now that we are in Christ, it is no longer about us, but about him.
Oleh sebab itu Yesus katakan bagi yang sebelah kiri yaitu kambing-kambing.
And so that's why Jesus said to those gathered on his left, the one he refers to as those who were goats.
Enyahlah kamu. Pergilah kamu.
Away from me.
Saudara, kita tidak membantu orang miskin karena kita harus atau terdorong karena merasa bersalah kalau enggak bantu.
Church, we don't help the poor or the needy out of fearful obligation or out of guilt.
Saudara, jangan begitu.
Let's not approach it that way.
Apa yang mendorong saudara dan saya bisa punya belas kasihan?
What truly motivates us as Christians to show compassion to others?
Karena Injil dan karena kasih Allah yang tinggal di dalam hidupmu.
It is the gospel and the love of Christ that dwells richly in our lives.
Oleh sebab itu, kalau saudara dan saya memiliki kasih Allah, kita akan punya compassion terhadap orang lain.
Because now that Christ has shown love to us and his love dwells inside of us, we can show his love and compassion to others.
Saudara, satu kali ada buku yang saya baca, saudara, cukup menarik.
Church, one day there was a book that I read that was quite attractive to me.
Seorang ibu, dia single mother, dia punya anak satu.
There was a story of a single mother who had one child.
Dia hidup untuk mencukupi kebutuhan mereka berdua.
And this mother lived in order to provide for the needs of both of them.
Lalu kemudian satu kali anaknya pulang sekolah, saudara.
Now one day, her little girl?
Boy atau girl, yeah, saya okay. Gak disebut.
Her child came home from school.
Lalu kemudian anaknya bilang sama mamanya, Mama, besok kalau mulai besok lunchbox-ku isiin penuh, Ma.
And her child requested, Mom, beginning tomorrow, would you fill my lunchbox full?
Mamanya tanya, untuk kenapa penuh? Untuk siapa?
And the mother asked, "Why? Why would you want it full? Who are you going to? Who's all the food for?"
Terus dia katakan, "Ma, aku ingin bagi makananku dengan teman-teman yang mereka telat dijemput orang tuanya, lalu mereka enggak punya makanan waktu itu, Ma." Dan aku mau bagikan ke mereka.
And so the child said to the mother, Mom, there are kids in my school that are poor and they don't have much to eat. Their parents don't really pick them up
on time.
And so I would like to share my food with them.
Saudara, ibu ini bilang sama anaknya, nah, kita juga kekurangan, nak. Kenapa kita mesti bagi kepada orang lain?
And the mother responded to her child, "But honey, we are also in need. Like we have just enough for ourselves."
Lalu kemudian Roh Kudus berbisik dengan ibu ini, saudara.
But then the Holy Spirit whispered to this mother.
Roh Kudus bilang, apa yang diminta anakmu, lakukan.
And the Holy Spirit said, whatever your child has requested, do.
Lalu ibu ini bilang, oh ya, oke, okay, nah, setiap hari mama akan isi lunchbox-mu penuh.
And so the mother obeyed and she said to her child, okay, beginning now I will fill your lunchbox.
Saudara, sejak itu ibu ini tidak lagi banyak kekurangan, saudara.
And since then, this mother testified that she was no longer struggling with her finances.
Tuhan mengajar ibu ini melalui anaknya.
And God taught her how to be generous through her child.
Izinkan saya menjelaskan sedikit di sini, saudara.
So allow me to explain a little bit about giving.
Saudara, perbedaan antara tithing atau perpuluhan dengan giving itu beda, saudara.
So there is a difference, in fact, between tithing and giving.
Saudara, kalau tithing itu kita mengembalikan haknya Tuhan, miliknya Tuhan 10% dari income Anda.
So when we tithe, we're actually giving back what is rightfully God's, whether that be 10% or more.
Jadi kita tidak bisa pakai tithing yang bukan milik kita, kita bagikan orang lain.
And so the way we see our tithing is that it wasn't really rightfully ours in the first place. So it's not really ours to give to others as well.
Ya, jadi bukan, kalau bukan milik Anda, Anda jangan bagikan ke orang lain.
And so it's not really generosity when we're giving something that's not rightfully ours.
Itu milik Tuhan, saudara.
It belongs to the Lord.
Nah, giving itu adalah di atas dari tithing.
But whatever we choose to be generous with, whatever we choose to give, that's on top of what we tithe.
Oleh sebab itu di kitab Amsal diajarkan orang yang memberi kepada orang miskin.
And that's why in the book of Proverbs it says that those who give to the poor.
Maka dua hal yang akan terjadi dengan orang itu.
There are two things that person will experience.
Satu, dia sedang berbuat baik terhadap dirinya sendiri.
First, it's as if that person is doing good to themselves.
Seperti ibu tadi, saudara.
Just like what this mother was doing.
Yang kedua, Tuhan akan mengembalikan semua itu pada waktunya.
And second, God will give back in the right time what that person has given.
Artinya, di dalam bahasa Indonesia bagus, Tuhan berutang kepada saudara.
In the Indonesian, if I was to translate it in the English, it's as if God would owe that person.
Jadi kalau perpuluhan dia tidak berhutang, tapi kalau saudara memberi, dia berutang.
Now that particular principle does not apply when we're tithing, but whatever we give on top of our tithe is when this principle applies.
Bagian yang ketiga yang terakhir, saudara.
In our third point.
Kalau saudara tidak kalau saudara tidak mempunyai perbuatan, maka berarti saudara tidak mempunyai iman.
Ultimately, deedless faith is useless faith.
Artinya Paulus Yakobus katakan begini, saudara, kalau engkau tidak orang tidak bisa menikmati imanmu melalui perbuatan, berarti engkau enggak punya iman.
And so James reiterates again that true faith is always accompanied by corresponding works. If people are not blessed by the works that come out of our faith, then it's not real faith.
Saudara, orang itu berbeda-beda. Saya tahu.
And I do realize that people are different.
Ada yang pelit, ada yang generous.
There could be some who are stingy, maybe some are more generous than others.
Tapi perhatikan, bila Anda dan saya sudah di dalam Kristus.
But if we are in Christ,
maka kita adalah merupakan ciptaan yang baru.
We are a new creation.
Yang lama sudah berlalu, saudara.
The old has passed.
Yang baru sedang datang.
And the new has come.
Dengan kata lain, Anda tidak bisa hidup dengan ciptaan yang baru dengan dan sekaligus punya paradigma yang lama.
And in other words, we cannot live as a new creation but with an old paradigm.
Anda tidak bisa hidup dengan ciptaan yang baru dengan lifestyle yang lama.
We cannot live as a new creation whilst holding on to our old lifestyle.
Suatu kali Yesus di dalam perjalanannya ke Galilea.
One day as Jesus stopped by a place
dia melewati daerah Samaria, saudara.
As he was on his way to Galilee, he stopped by a place in Samaria.
Dan siang itu dia duduk di pinggir sebuah sumur tua.
And at the heat of the day, he sat by a well.
Saudara, dia bertemu dengan seorang wanita yang penuh kekecewaan, pains, dan desperate to find the right man for her husband.
So he had met a woman who had experienced a lot of disappointment and pain, and she had sought for fulfillment from her romantic relationships.
Setelah Yesus berbicara dengan wanita ini, saudara, mengenai kehidupannya.
Now, after Jesus has a long conversation with this woman about her life,
dan dia memberikan pengharapan yang baru kepada wanita ini,
and Jesus gives to her a living hope, which is recorded in the book of John,
maka
chapter 4.
Maka wanita tersebut meninggalkan basketnya dekat sumur dan langsung dia berlari ke kota untuk memberitakan kabar baik yang dia alami kepada semua orang.
This woman leaves her water jar by the well and she goes away back into her town telling others of the good news that changed her life.
Kenapa saya ceritakan hal ini, saudara?
Now, why do I mention this story?
Mungkin ada isu di masa lalu Anda sehingga Anda selalu hidup dalam kekhawatiran, apalagi dalam hal soal uang.
Perhaps there are issues from your past that have caused you to live in constant worry today, especially when it comes to your finances.
Anda harus meninggalkan basket yang penuh dengan isu masa lalu Anda.
And can I encourage you to leave that water jar from your past?
Seperti wanita Samaria ini, dia langsung meninggalkan basketnya dan dia lari ke kota karena dia sudah mendapatkan sumber air yang hidup.
Just like this woman, the Samaritan woman who left her water jar and she ran into town telling others of the good news because she had received the true living water.
Saudara, ada satu tempat di sebuah kota, saudara, yang mana kabut itu selalu tebal di tempat itu.
Church, there is this place in a particular city and the fog is always very heavy.
Kota
in that place.
Kota itu dikenal dengan sebuah pelabuhan yang cukup baik.
Now this city is quite well known to be a harbor.
Tapi setiap kali kabut tebal turun, saudara, kapal-kapal tidak bisa berlabuh di kota itu.
But every time this thick fog comes upon the city, ships are not able to dock at the harbor.
Satu kali penduduk kota memutuskan untuk membangun lighthouse di tempat itu.
And so one day the citizens of this particular city decided to build a lighthouse.
Setelah lighthouse-nya didirikan, selesai didirikan, saudara, mereka mengadakan party besar satu kota.
And one day after the construction of this lighthouse was completed, they held a party.
Saudara, pada waktu mereka mengadakan party itu, ada beberapa orang turis datang ke kota itu.
And when they were having that party, some tourists came to that city.
Keesokan paginya, saudara, turis itu melihat kabut tebal menyelubungi kota itu.
And that in the morning, the tourists were able to see the fog come upon that place in that harbor.
Lalu kemudian turis itu berkata seorang dengan yang lain, ternyata lighthouse ini tidak bisa menghilangkan kabut tersebut.
And the tourists said to themselves, well, turns out this lighthouse is not able to get rid of the fog.
Waktu penduduk setempat mendengar pembicaraan mereka,
but when the citizens of that city heard these conversations by the tourists,
lalu penduduk setempat katakan, you missed the point, sir.
And the citizens said to them, well, you've missed the point.
Lighthouse ini tidak akan menghilangkan kabut yang setiap kali datang.
This lighthouse is not there to get rid of the fog every time the
Tapi
fog comes.
Tapi lighthouse ini akan membawa, mengguide kapal-kapal sehingga mereka bisa berlabuh di tempat pelabuhan dengan selamat.
But the function of this lighthouse is to guide the ships through the fog so that they can dock at the harbor.
Yesus datang bukan untuk meniadakan masalah di dunia ini.
You know, when Jesus came for the first time, he didn't do that to eliminate all the evil circumstances in the world today.
Saudara, pandemik yang terjadi sekarang di dunia ini adalah satu hal yang di mana kita bisa berbuat baik.
But we see that as Christians that in this pandemic we see opportunity to do good.
Jangan selalu katakan, Tuhan, kapan pandemik ini berlalu.
Let us not be Christians who just keep asking God when this will end.
Dia datang bukan untuk menghapuskan, meniadakan pandemi.
Because he did not come for the first time to wipe away the evil circumstances in our lives.
Tapi supaya bisa menggait hati Anda, supaya Anda bisa sampai Amen. Ke pelabuhan destiny dan dengan selamat, saudara.
But he came so that he could guide us to the future he has prepared for us.
Ini lighthouse-nya, saudara.
The Bible is our lighthouse.
Kalau setiap hari saudara baca, maka hatimu akan dibawa oleh lighthouse, seperti kapal dibawa oleh dipimpin oleh lighthouse ke pelabuhan.
And every time you make time to read the word of God, his words will guide you further into whatever he's prepared.
Apapun masalah yang sedang kau hadapi hari ini,
whatever circumstance you are facing today,
saudara, saya katakan kalau engkau melihat kepada lighthouse,
church, I would encourage you, if you look and fix your eyes toward the lighthouse,
hatimu akan diguide ke satu tujuan di mana engkau akan tiba di tempat dengan sukacita.
And your heart will be guided to a point where you will be filled with joy.
Jangan melihat kepada masalahmu.
Don't look at your circumstances, at your problems.
Lihat kepada lighthouse yang Tuhan sudah sediakan.
But look to God's light. Look to the lighthouse, church.
Yang terakhir, Yakobus 2 ayat 19, saudara.
In my final conclusion, in James chapter 2 verse 19.
Dikatakan kalau saudara dan saya baca Alkitab, saudara percaya Tuhan itu ada, setan juga percaya.
He says that, well, if you read the Bible and you believe that God exists, we must remember that the devil also believes that.
Saudara datang ke gereja menyembah Tuhan, saudara menangis, saudara bilang ada hadirat Tuhan, setan juga gemetar di situ, saudara.
You know, when we come to church and we worship God and we tremble in the presence of God, well, the Bible says that the enemy also trembles at the presence of God.
Saudara, kalau saudara baca firman Tuhan hanya sampai pikiranmu saja, ya.
But if you read the word of God merely just intellectually,
dan kalau saudara datang ke gereja menyembah Tuhan lalu saudara rasakan hadirat Tuhan dan kau menangis,
and if you're just looking for an emotional experience when you worship and come to church,
engkau keluar dari gereja tanpa berbuat sesuatu,
you will leave that place or leave that time of worship unchanged.
Yakobus bilang imanmu sudah mati.
And James says that the marks of a person who does not do what they believe is dead faith.
Oleh sebab itu, jangan seperti setan.
And so he reminds us, don't be like the devil.
Percaya Tuhan ada? Ya.
Who believes that God exists?
Percaya hadirat Tuhan ada? Ih, gemetar.
And he trembles at the presence of God.
Yakobus katakan, do it.
But James says, do according to what you believe.
Saya minta supaya kita semua menjadi satu komunitas yang bisa mengubah Melbourne ini dan dunia lain.
And it is my desire to for us as a church to be a community that is able to change our community.
Saudara, taruh tanganmu di dada sekarang ini. Kalau engkau punya masalah dalam keuangan,
would you put your hand on your heart to anyone who is struggling financially? Would you put your hand on your heart?
Bapa yang baik, kami tidak bisa deny kalau masa pandemik ini membuat ekonomi dunia ini hancur.
Our good Father, we cannot deny that the circumstances of this pandemic means that there will be an economic crisis in this world.
Tapi engkau menjanjikan lighthouse bagi kami.
But you have promised to give us a lighthouse.
Guide hati kami untuk bisa melihat lighthouse-Mu.
Would you guide us, Lord, and help us to continue to fix our eyes on your guidance.
Supaya kami bisa mengalami miracle sampai ke tempat tujuan kami.
So that we can continue to experience your miracles as we move into the purpose you have prepared for us.
Biar firman ini menjadi kenyataan bagi mereka yang melakukan hari ini, Tuhan.
Let your word become a reality to everyone who acts according to their faith.
Berkati mereka dalam nama Yesus.
We ask that you would bless them in Jesus' name.
Izinkan mereka mengalami mujizat di tengah-tengah pandemik ini.
Lord, would you enable us to experience your miracles through this pandemic?
Kalau mereka mempunyai hal yang sedikit tetapi mereka berani memberi, Tuhan lipat kali gandakan semuanya.
To anyone who has little but is willing to be generous with their portion, Lord, would you multiply and give back to them?
I speak blessing upon their life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, everyone. Let's prepare our hearts to worship the Lord again.